This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لا إله إلا
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to yet another episode of the Twins of Faith show, the show all about gaining knowledge and implementing it through our actions. My name is Dean, your host as always, and we have Sheikh Taufiq Chaudhry with us. How are you, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah, good.
Alhamdulillah. Now, today we're going to discuss all about fasting. Every Muslim should do it. It's a pillar of Islam, right? So now, Sheikh, can you give us a brief description of how important it is, or just what's so special about fasting?
Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended certain deeds to be done in a hidden form, and intended that deed not be visible to anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And from those deeds is definitely fasting. Because it's a deed that cannot be shown to someone. You don't know someone's fasting until a person tells you, "I'm fasting." Or until you see a person not eating and drinking, for example, and being away from his family. So it is a secret deed. By its nature, fasting has a higher level of ikhlas in it. And that is why Hadith al-Qudsi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very important. Because it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives so much importance to fasting because of its ikhlas factor in it. Naturally built-in ikhlas factor. Because of it being a secret and a hidden deed. And that is a hadith where Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all the kullu amali ibn Adam, all the actions ibn Adam are for himself, illa, except for fasting. Yeah, it is for me and I will reward it. Why is it for Allah azza wa jal? Because only Allah can really witness it. Only Allah sees it. And no one ultimately knows a person's fasting until he's being told that he's fasting.
Now you mentioned the interesting concept, the ikhlas. So again, we mentioned that in one of our previous episodes, ikhlas and how important it is. So can you just elaborate on the importance of ikhlas in fasting and the importance of fasting in general in the life of a Muslim?
Yes. Fasting is of tremendous importance. First of all, it's a pillar of our deen. Yeah? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to be a pillar of our deen. It was made obligatory in the second year of Hijrah. However, before that, the Prophet ﷺ always used to fast. Fasting was also made into a deed that was highly recommended in other times as well. And we find Dawood alayhi salam loving to fast every second day, for example. We find the Prophet ﷺ not only loved to fast the month of Ramadan, but he would fast, you know, all of Sha'ban as well. In fact, the hadith is authentic. It says, we never saw the Prophet ﷺ fasting in any month, all of it, other than Ramadan, except for Sha'ban, which is the month just before Ramadan. So the Prophet ﷺ used to love to fast, especially on the hot days. The Prophet ﷺ used to love to fast on hot days.
In the hot days?
In the hot days,
why
yeah.
So?
You know, because, you know, the Sahaba used to say something very interesting. They say, you know what, if there's some sort of good deed that can be done by everyone, it's easy to do, because everyone can do it. They wanted to do those deeds that can only be done by the few people, the chosen few. And that's what makes a person sabiqoon. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, ulaika al-muqarrabun. You know, the forerunners, those who are at the absolute forefront. They're not people who just do simple deeds. They are people who seek out the most difficult deeds to do, and they do it purely for the sake of Allah. And that is why fasting on the hot days is a specific deed that the Sahaba used to love to do. They used to love to do. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was passing away, he said to his sons, oh my children, seek out the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the first thing he said to seek out the blessings is to fast on a hot day. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, on the day of his deathbed, when he was dying, he said, oh, how I miss the days of fasting the fasting and the heat, the thirst of fasting. In fact, the reason why they used to love to fast on this day is because they used to fear another more serious day, and that is the Day of Judgment, a day of 50,000 years of standing where no one will be allowed to drink except for the righteous people. So because of that day of the standing on the Day of Judgment, they prefer to be thirsty in this life, so Allah will not make them thirsty on the Day of Judgment. Because of the hadith that is authentic, where the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِعِزَّتِ وَجَلَالِ, by my honor and by my glory. Anyone who is thirsty in this dunya for my sake, I will give him to drink on the Day of Judgment. So if we fast for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this dunya, then Allah will give us to drink on the Day of Judgment. So it is in preparation of a more serious time, in preparation of a more serious days. We have examples of the pious predecessors who almost used to faint from the heat. We have the Sahaba who used to anticipate, they used to look out the sun, and if they saw the day was going to be hot, then they would intentionally fast. We have the Sahaba who used to wait for the summer instead of the winter to fast. Why would they do that? Because the days were hotter in summer and longer in summer as well. It's the opposite of what we do now. We say, you know, we have Ramadan, we've got a few days to make up our Ramadan. We intentionally wait for winter to make it up. And that is why our reward is also so less. And that is why the effect of the fast is also so little. Because we you see people fasting, but are they really getting the benefit of fasting, which is taqwa? Why aren't they? Because they're really not tasting the sweetness of fasting, which is to fast on the hottest of days and to really feel the blessings of water, the coolness of the water at the time of breaking the fast. That is the blessing that you feel. Subhanallah, that is what makes you righteous in your heart, because you value water, you value the most simplest of food at that time, you know. And subhanallah, how amazing is it, that first quenching of your thirst. Yeah, subhanAllah.
So can we now, for instance, today, we look at the, can we now look at the weather forecast and just say, okay, we've got a few days of no rain, for instance. Can we purposely choose those days?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and we should do so. Absolutely, and we should do so. We should purposefully wait for the hottest days and fast on those days, and in anticipation of reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because you see, Habibi, the most important point about fasting is that you understand the value of the most simplest of blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The value of water, the value of food, the value of air, the value of your wife and your spouse, which you cannot have until you stop fasting. You know what I'm saying? You understand the value of this. So you become more grateful, thankful to Allah. You become more happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Qadr. How can that happen any other time? And there was one very important, amazing narration that I came across in Lata'if al-Ma'arif of Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah. And he mentioned that al-Hasan, rahimahullah, he said, and this is a narration from the Sahaba, that a man will be lying on the rivers of honey in the gardens of paradise with his beautiful wife from the Hur al-Ain, whilst his wife hands him a goblet of the most beautiful, amazing of drink, from which he will drink, and then his wife will speak to him and say, "My husband, do you know which day my Lord Allah Azza wa Jalla married me to you? Do you know which day I got married to you?" And the man will say, "No, I don't know which day Allah married you to me." And she will say, "There was a day when you fasted when it was intensely hot, and Allah saw you fasting, and on that day, Allah forgave you, and He married me to you." SubhanAllah. So, let's fast on a hot day,
inshallah.
See you.